The nearest modern equivalent I can think of to this is the ID card that everybody working in an office now has to wear around their necks to get past the security check. It's not immediately clear who is meant to read these labels, whether they're aimed at the gods of the afterlife or perhaps the servants that might not know their way around. The images themselves are made by scratching into the ivory and then rubbing a black resin into the incisions, so that you get a wonderful contrast between the black and the cream of the ivory. So through this little ivory name tag, we're immediately close to these first kings of Egypt, rulers around 3000 BC of a new kind of civilization that would produce some of the greatest monumental art and architecture ever. Before the first pharaohs, Egypt was very much a country divided, split between the east-west Mediterranean-facing strip of the delta in the north and the north-south string of settlements along the river itself. With the Nile flooding every year, harvests were plentiful, so there was enough food for a rapidly growing population, and there was still some surplus to trade with. But there was absolutely no extra fertile land beyond the flooding area, and so, inevitably, people fought over what land was available. Conflict followed conflict, with those from the delta eventually being conquered by the people from the south, and just before 3000 BC, Egypt was united.